Hallelujah. Greetings, precious family. A wonderful morning here on St. Lucia Beach. And Denita, the readings.
We are reading Matthew 9 from verse 8 and 9, but I'll start at 6. I will prove to you then that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins. So he said to the paralyzed man, get up, pick up your bed and go home. The man got up and went home. And when the people saw it, they were afraid and praised God for giving such authority to people. Jesus left that place, and as he walked along, he saw a tax collector named Matthew sitting in his office. He said to him, follow me. Matthew got up and followed him.
Hallelujah. Yeah, we could just see again, you know, the beautiful, wonderful quality of life that Jesus came and represented and showed you on earth. As Derek shared this morning, the word that he shared, it's so beautiful. And that is something we've really got to take hold of, because that has always been God's original decision. That's what Adam had when Adam came into this world. He had the glory, the splendor of God, but then the fall came. But praise God for Jesus that came and demonstrated like a light shining out of darkness. He demonstrated this beautiful life. And then it didn't just stop there. We talk much about the miracles and the beauty of Jesus, and we rightfully so, because he was just about healing and helping and bringing godly wisdom into every scenario. But also important, powerful, is the disciples that was raised up. Why? It's because they brought this glorious gospel out to this world. And that wonderful disciples are now a part of the family of God in the kingdom of God. They were built on the foundation of the prophets and then what Jesus introduced as he became the King of Kings. And we are now the same. We are being brought into this marvelous family of the Spirit that brings righteousness, peace, and joy, of the Spirit that brings about the kingdom, where we can be born again and we can see the kingdom and we can experience the kingdom, and we play a part in doing. We come in and then we cease from our own works and we enter into the works of God. What is that? The God quality of life that he's got for us, our name written in heaven. So it's wonderful this morning. We can just see the people standing and they are amazed in this authority and this beauty that is coming through Jesus. But praise God, that authority and that beauty has now been given over to man, to obedient man, to spiritual man, not carnal man. And this is what we stand for, and this is what we walk in. Closer to the Lord every day, closer to fulfilling our purpose, but growing in our purpose every day, bringing light into this world and tramping Satan under our feet and bringing the people out there in darkness, deceived, just walking according to carnality, what their eye sees and their ears hear, and after the kings of this world, the deceived kings of this world, where praise God, in God's wonderful love, we are the truthful kings when we stay in obedience to love, in obedience to the Spirit, and working together with the Lord, we shine. The grace of God is not in vain. So the glory of God was at once taken away from man. We fell out of the glory, but praise God, that glory is now ours again. And the glory is the splendor, and it's also the opinion of God. And so as we love God's word and we delve into it and we take hold of these eternal truths, these great and precious promises, and then Jesus and the Father and the angels, we can rejoice in them because we are not ashamed of him, Jesus, and his word. He's not ashamed of us as he comes in the glory of the Father, his own glory, and the glory of the angels. So be blessed, arise and shine, for your light has come in Jesus' name.
Amen.